feel a little woozy up here. It's pretty thick. Glory to God. Thank you, Virgil. Hallelujah. Thank you guys up there doing that good stuff. And let's give our praise team a good hand clap. Great job. Hallelujah. Father, we're so thankful for all you've done and all you're going to do. Lord, we've only just begun. Just begun into the great things of God. We have all eternity to experience and demonstrate the victory that we have. The Lord says everything is under my feet. I've destroyed hell, death, and the grave. Walk with me. The record is set straight. Walk with me. Walk with me. And walk in victory. Thank you, Lord. Anyone have that? Diane, do you have that? Well, the Spirit says thusly. I take no backseat to any man or to any creature or to any spirit. The Lord, the head of the church, the King of Kings, the Lord of glory, fills us today, empowers us today, gives us wisdom and strength, and causes all his things to be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the word that was given in the message of tongues, we receive, Lord God, the interpretation to know that our path is straight. Our job is secure. Our vision is sure. Our way is true. Our steps are sturdy. Our way is victorious. Our words are powerful. We walk in the light, not in the darkness. We are the children of God. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Lord, for the word. And the Lord says, it's time to celebrate. It's time to lift up your voice. It's time to get rowdy and get shouty. Jesus is funny. It's time that the world know where you stand. And the devil needs to know who you are. Arise. When I rose, you rose. Take my name. Do mighty exploits. Know, saith the Lord, that the battle is yours. The victory is won. And soon and very soon. Soon and very soon. We will ride together. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we experience the weight of your glory and your anointing right now. Lord, increase our knowledge, increase the anointing, Lord God, and faith within us as we hear your word, as we celebrate your victory, as we realize, Lord God, once again, that the tomb is empty. And we celebrate that fact. And we need to celebrate it every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord said, and this is tagged on to what the tongues were about, if people will not praise me, the rocks and stones will cry out. The Lord will get his praise. What better place than to come from us? He is worthy. He paid the price. We are free today. We have hope for tomorrow because he lives. And because he lives, all things are possible. Lord, we pray together at this time that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. We say, come, Lord. Fill us to the max, overflowing. And Lord God, until you arrive back to the planet, we will occupy. We will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. And it is your will for everyone to be saved. Lord God, your church is designed to preach the gospel. Your church is designed to demonstrate Satan's defeat. Your church is designed to be a sanctuary for a world that's lost and dying and crying. Help us, Lord God, to do everything that we're supposed to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone else have anything to add to that? Glory to God. Well, it's been overwhelming to me by the Holy Spirit. Just decided to fall in here a while ago. He's still here. He's not going anywhere. But today is Palm Sunday. I guess you realize that. Anybody did not know that? It's Palm Sunday. This is a Sunday that Jesus rode triumphantly into Jerusalem. And we all know he rode on a donkey, right? And you know the story, most of the stories that, not stories, but the truth of the Bible, how the donkey came about. And it's not a war horse. This is a beast of burden. This is an animal of peace. That's how Jesus rode into Jerusalem. I want to tell you, he rode in peaceful. And they celebrated. And that very week, they killed him. I want you to understand that Jesus did two or three things that were pretty amazing and will help our love walk. Do you realize in the upper room that he washed the man's feet who would deny him three times? Do we realize that in the garden when the soldiers got there that Jesus stopped and healed one of the soldiers? His enemy. Do we realize that on the cross, and this is a perspective that is so good, if you were hanging on the cross with him, that God will let you see through his eyes. He let me do that a long time ago. To see everyone, everything through his eyes. And he said this, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Those are three major illustrations of the love of Christ. And that love is in us. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The love of God. How rich and pure. Palm Sunday. He rides in triumphant. He was greeted by people that were so excited about him. They cut down palm branches. They took off their coats and laid them on to let his animal walk on that he would have a better surface to worship and just to show how much they love and appreciate him. And 3 or 4 days later, it was a different story. But we don't lose focus, people. Jesus said, the world hated me, they'll hate you too. The thing is this, keep riding. Amen. Keep riding. We got the victory. He's going to pay this ultimate price. We don't have to. But now we will have a cross of love to bear. We know that. Anybody ever experienced that? Sure you have. Jesus entered, was greeted by people waving palm branches, welcoming him into the hearts and into their hearts and ready to follow him. Can we go to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9? Jesus didn't do anything except what the Father told him to do and showed him what to do. And all his teaching was based from the Old Testament. All the prophecy was fulfilled, right? So as we see that, we want to read in Zechariah 9, 9. And as we look at this, as we from afar look into that day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that donkey. And I mean, they were just going mob. They just worshiping. And the Sanhedrin tried to get him to stop. Zechariah 9, 9. Hallelujah. Well. As he was coming into Jerusalem, I'm going to give you a little picture now. Here's Jerusalem right here, okay? It's a walled city. It's on the mountains here, three or four little mountains. I guess they're mountains, but they're not Mount Everest, but they're hills here. And they're here. Then you have a valley, the Kedron Valley. And then up here you have the Garden of Gethsemane and the Mount of Olives. Doesn't that sound familiar to you? Sure it does. Well, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's where he prayed. He comes down the Kedron Valley and into the gate. There are 8 gates around Jerusalem. They're all open except one. It was open for Jesus. It's not open anymore. It's the Eastern Gate. How many of us have been told when Jesus comes back, look in the eastern sky? Right? It's true. He went into Jerusalem through the Eastern Gate, which after all this in 1541, I believe, something like that, the Ottoman Empire sealed all that up, and then later on they made a gate on top of that gate, which is called the Golden Gate. I'm just going to put this out here for your little information. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back to Jerusalem too. I wonder which gate he's going to go through this time. I can guarantee it almost. It's going to be that Golden Gate. That same Eastern Gate that he drove in. He rode in on a donkey. This time, all you horse riders, he ain't coming on no donkey this next time. It's going to be a white war horse. And he's coming through that gate. And every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Man, we got the victory. Amen. That's your future. Because we're going to be right with him. Isn't that great? Shane, you haven't had to teach me how to ride a horse. I don't know. I got a stick horse, as you know. But anyway, that won't work. But as we read here, this is the Old Testament. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Now, this is Old Testament. This is Zechariah, hundreds of years before this day happened. Well, I don't know about that Lord coming back business. I've been hearing that for 20 years. Well, try hundreds. It don't change a lick. He's coming. Everybody say he's coming. And he's coming just for me. Yeah, glory be to God. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, not arrogantly, but lowly, and riding upon a donkey, and upon the colt of the fold of a donkey. All this is fulfilling scripture. All this is fulfilling prophecy. Do you suppose there's some type of prophecy or word for our generation? Does anybody say yes? What about over here? Yes, a lot of yeses. There's a lot of words for you. We heard some today through our praise and worship, through the videos, and through the singing. Amen. Praise makes it all happen. Okay. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 19, please. Let's start with verse 28. Luke 19, 28. But I want us to try to envision that day. And that the Lord help you. Just open your heart and your mind to him. Experience the moment. You see, Jesus is not stale. He don't run out of date. He doesn't get old and moldy. He's current. And the hip word today is he's relevant. Let me tell you, if your walk with Jesus is not relevant, you ain't got Jesus. Luke 19:28, and when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. 29. We're going to read on down to about 41, something like that. 29. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives. Now you see, where is that? It's just right across this valley where Jerusalem is. Right there, the Mount of Olives. He sent two of his disciples, 30 please, saying, go to the village over against you, in the which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. 31 please. And if any man ask you why you loose him, thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. Didn't this sound familiar? Did Zechariah say anything like that? Sure he did. This is the fulfillment of time. This is the fulfillment of God's mind and God's will from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. God does not change. His word will come to pass. He's coming back. You can guarantee it. You can write it down. And if I leave here before he gets here, I'm going to be with him. Immediately. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Immediately. You don't have to take an exit. There you are. 32. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. Amazing. Isn't that amazing, Jerry? It was just like Jesus said. Oh, wow. 33. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why ye loose ye, don't you love King James? Why loose ye the colt? 34. And they said, the Lord hath need of him. 35. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. 36. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. 37, And when he was come nigh, even now to the descent of the Mount of Olives, right? You got that in your mind? The whole multitude of the disciples, that's more than the 12, began to rejoice and praise God with a quiet, religious voice. What kind of voice? So it's good to be loud in church. Heaven's not going to be quiet, except for 30 minutes. And certain people we know is going to be there. And praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. What had they seen? Blind eyes open. Lame men walking. Walking on the water. A boatload of fish. All kind of things. 38, please. Saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Can we say this together? Let's do it on count of three. Just repeat after me. One, two, three. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Wow, that sounds good. 39. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. I don't think so. Do y'all? Now that's pretty arrogant. When you think you're bigger than God. Verse 40. Verse 40. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I wish that had happened. Yeah. I wish there was a little box over here in the margin that said, and that really did happen. The stones were crying out. And if you punch this button, you'll hear it on a video. And the stones would immediately cry out. You see, all nature, all creation cries to the Lord, has a voice. Every animal, every plant, every rock has a voice. Do you remember the fig tree spoke to Jesus? 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city. He's getting now. Where was he? On this Mount of Olives, coming down past Gethsemane. Kidron Valley, back up, entering to the eastern gate, the golden gate. Boy, they having church right now, y'all. They's having some church. Y'all got that? Let's say they having some church. We had church a while ago, but now we still have, but they have some church. They have church going on. And when he was come near, he beheld the city. This is the holy city. This is God's holy city. And he wept over it. I pray he's not weeping over me or us. I don't think he is. But why was he weeping? Let's read on 42, please. Saying, if thou had known, everybody say, I wish I'd have known that. If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day. Timing is good to know what God's up to. How do we get there? By prayer and meditation. Gifts of the Spirit. The things which belonged unto thy peace. Talking to Jerusalem. But now they are hid from your eyes. Bad place to be. 43. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in on every side. That's a prophecy. Jerusalem's coming down. They didn't believe it. 44. Did it come down? Does history say it came down? The Romans brought her down, buddy, and burned everything. I'm sorry, my eyes and my nose is hooked together again today. I've been crying. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Who's visiting? Who's visiting your town? Who's visiting Jerusalem? If you were living in Jerusalem, this town, or in that area, who's visiting? The King of Kings is visiting. Oh, I don't know about that. You know, he hadn't been resurrected yet. Well, I'm going to tell you this much. He told Martha, Martha, I am the resurrection. Glory to God. We didn't know the hour. Do we know the hour? Let's say yes out loud. Say yes if by faith. We do know. 45. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought. You know about that. He cleansed the temple. The money changers. Wonder what he would do with some churches today. Wonder what he would do here. I know what he's done before. It's all been good. Because you folks love him. And that's the whole thing. And them that bought, verse 46, saying unto them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Verse 47. We'll do 47 and 48. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. Now this is Palm Sunday. Next Sunday is resurrection. It's going to be a pretty wild week. He's going to do miracles. And he's going to be killed. For all the people were very attentive to hear him. The authorities were afraid because people were listening. Are we listening? Are we listening? They were afraid because everybody was listening. Guess what? They still killed him. You know why? People stopped listening. Just another day, just another church day. I got to go to church. No, you get to go to church. Amen. And thank God for it. You'd have missed all this. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost fell a while ago like a brick, man. It's just awesome. But the people stopped listening. And they forgot who was visiting. Let's say this out loud. I will not forget who's visiting. And I will not stop listening. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time today. And all that you've done in here, God, today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have humbled me today, Lord, to a point. I hadn't been in a long, long time, and I needed it. Just the weight of who you are and what you did and what you had to pay for me breaks my heart. But Lord, we're raised up with you and we got the victory because you love us in spite of whatever. And Lord God, I am determined to follow you. And I believe we're all determined to follow you. And Lord, we will not stop listening and we know who's visiting. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, I pray before we're dismissed, if there's someone in this congregation that needs salvation, that needs to know this Jesus that we've been talking about and seen and sung about, and you're not sure maybe of your salvation, if you were to die right now, where you would go, now is your moment. Now is your time. As we all stand, please. We're going to repeat the sinner's prayer together. And if you're one of these people, or you're that person, you need to say this for the first time. You can make Jesus the Lord of your life. This is your day. Amen. Don't have something special. Okay. Pray for Abel. Amen. The word says, lay hands on, they shall recover. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this precious child. Jesus, you died for him and was risen for him. Lord, we pray that you demonstrate Satan's defeat once again and heal him from all symptoms of respiratory problems, fever, in the name of whatever the symptom is under your feet, Jesus. You paid for it with your own blood. So, devil, you're a loser. Jesus is the winner. He's our doctor. He's our healer. He's our Lord and Savior. So, Lord, as we lay our hands on him in obedience to your word, we thank you that you cause him to recover now in Jesus' mighty name. And I lift this family up to you, Lord God, that they prosper and be in health and good and great things happen for them as well for all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say this together. Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I need you. I need to be saved. I need to be forgiven. I need you. Jesus, forgive me of all the sin in my life. Come into my heart. I give you me. Save me. Thank you, Lord, that I will from this day forward declare that you are my Lord. I live for you and you alone. Jesus first. Jesus first. Jesus first. Always. In the name of Jesus, we all say thank you. And everybody said amen. If you need to speak to me afterwards about your that prayer we just prayed, I'll be here. But let's give everyone a big hand clap this morning, especially the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Y'all have a good prayer today at 5:00.